You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really, like, good, like, challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam territory. Learn how to get involved at citr.ca.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something. They're radio fans, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
Time while we're gonna rush. Titilala, titilala. Maybe they do what we do, titilala. I leave my shoe on top my shade, titilala. Take the time with it, as long as you're fine with it. fast. They get it before the rush. Constantly mind. You put up for the best. I'm like, Joe. Conquer, you don't come coming on. How did you get ahead? The feeling of the van. Make a no lie. I've been waiting for the chance. Take our time, right? Yeah, for our life, now you be the star, right? Gentle with my touch, gentle with my words. We know if you pay for time, why we can't they rush? Titilala, titilala. Maybe they do what we do, titilala. I leave my shit on top, my shit, titilala. Take the time with it, as long as you're fine with it.
Don't ride or die, but don't love me or leave me. Can't let you wait on my body.
You're here with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. I'm your host, Issa Arian, and every week we do this from 10 to 11. And, you know, this week, what an interesting week. First, you know, happy MLK Day. It was yesterday. Was also, you know, the inauguration of Donald Trump. And we've already done this before. So we're broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coach Salish, Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish Nations territory here live from the most western part of the Lower Mainland. And, you know, we've been here before. And what we're going to do today is we are going to kind of go in a time machine. So we are going to, so what we do, listen, if you haven't listened to the show before, what we do is we talk about what's going on in the Lower Mainland here, what's going on in the world, what's going on here in, you know, just kind of what's going on in culture. I don't even say it like that. You know, what's kind of, just kind of what's going on in the news to keep you informed every week. You know, maybe we talk about some long-term trends, but really we're just talking about scammers. You know, maybe we look for, see if some animals have attacked us and human beings. You know, maybe we talk about some funny things. You know, but like this week, it's just very, it's very interesting. It feels a little small to talk about, you know, kind of the fun things that are going on. But listen, we have had one of the greatest scams, at least of the year all so far, which is not just Donald Trump's presidency, but his releasing his meme coin, because anybody can do that. And it feels like there's kind of no rules anymore. Like, what is even a scam? I think a scam is just would be considered general good business practices. Like, I don't really feel like, I'm just kind of jumping right in here, but I don't really feel like there's any incentive to be on the up and up. Like, obviously there is, you know, there, you know, I had a reminder that it always pays to do the right thing. You know, and but the by do the right thing, it just means kind of just show up. Like, you know, showing up is half the battle. But sometimes, you know, people don't see that. But what we're going to do is we are going to, I'm going to probably play another song, but then we're just going to go right into kind of where were we at in 2016, because I'd like to see kind of where I was at, and then kind of where we were at as like a, you know, as a feeling, because we've been here before. I think that's one of the things that we have to remember as we kind of move forward, is that, like, listen, we've been here before. We've been, you know, unfortunately worse before. And, you know, maybe if we have some hope, you can be a little bit better. And when we get back, we're going to go right into a, a recap with ourselves. Stay tuned.
When I get my shit together, I'll be a force to reckon with. Possess rough self-discipline, not dreaming the day. When I walk a destination,
Good morning. It's Thursday, January 26th. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver's community radio station. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory, the territory of the Umquilam speaking people. For the next hour, you'll be with me here on Off the Beaten Path, and I will be taking you down my path. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. What you're just listening to is Bad, Bad, Not Good on NPR's Tiny Desk Concert, a jazz band out of Toronto. NPR really has some really good segments on there, from Gucci Mane and All Sarah and the Nubatones to the acoustic sounds of Declan McKenna and Brent Cobb. You should check it out, as well as other programming on CBC and NPR. Trump says he plans on ridding the budget of NPR. I think that's ridiculous. It's like taking all the light bulbs out of your house, and it's like taking all the light bulbs out of your house to make room for a new refrigerator. You know, it really doesn't make any sense. But keep supporting, and keep finding some good, nice local music. When reading about Bad, Bad, Not Good, I thought it was interesting that they actually got their name from a Nas and Old Dirty Bastard song. They really caught the attention of some people when they made the entire album of Ghostface Killah's Sour Soul. So check them out. You know, I like to go into the forecast for the weekend as we start Thursday. I like to start the weekend on Thursday. Well, you know, it's actually been feeling like the beginning of spring here in Vancouver, which is actually pretty good. What that means is, you know, it's perpetually partially cloudy, but no chance of rain through the weekend. It should be a high of 10 on Saturday, which is pretty nice, as it'll be. It should be a really nice day. So if you have any plans to get out on Saturday, you should do that. Last Saturday was beautiful as well. I'll be talking a little bit more about some of the things that went on this past week, the marches. Last Thursday I wasn't on because it was the last day of Obama's presidency, and they didn't want me to be great on the radio and produce some great content for you. So what that means is I have a lot to talk about here today, and it's 24 hours of student power on CITR today. So 24 hours of student produced radio. What you heard earlier was Lisa and Josh, apologize, with the Indigenous Collective, and now you got me. So if you listened to the show before, or if you haven't, you know that I like to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that I care about. Some local news, some politics, some pop culture, some sports. Sometimes I have some interesting guests lined up from comedian artists, industry leaders, and some really, really smart people. And occasionally I just have my friends in here because it gets lonely here at 7 a.m. here at CITR Studios. Today was actually the first day that we had... Today was actually the first day that I've ever seen anybody in here before me, which kind of threw me off because, you know, I like to come in here and, you know, and get my groove right. But we're just going to go into some news. Mary Tyler Moore died yesterday. She died at 80 years old. Rest in peace, Mary Tyler Moore. She really... really helped the next generation of women performers come into their own. And if you look at some of the obituaries and some of the things that people are saying about her, you can tell that people drew a lot of inspiration. People drew a lot of inspiration from Lee Q Donat, who also passed away earlier this week. If you're not familiar with Q, he's the founder of World Star Hip Hop. And if you're not familiar with World Star Hip Hop, I don't know where you've been living at for the last 10 years. As much as I hate World Star Hip Hop, I actually never go to the site, because anybody who's ever been there can see the debauchery of, and shenanigans and all types of other big nasty words you can think of that go on with the site. However, what it has done is it's given people an outlet for their really whatever they want to do. You know, if you want to be twerking on the internet, you can go on Worldstar Hip Hop and you can find some inspiration to that. If you want to be a local rapper or you want to blow up as a rapper, you can find some inspiration on that. They recently started to branch into documentaries and short films, which I think was really a good direction for it to take, considering the amount of traffic that it got. Interestingly enough, if you wanted to learn about some American culture, such as Kristaps Porzingis from the New York Knicks, he said he learned everything about America from Worldstar. So what does that tell you? I think that's pretty interesting. Because if you go on Worldstar Hip Hop and you want to derive your identity or derive what you believe American identity from that site, I'm sure you're going to come out with some pretty interesting things. I want to know what was on Kristaps Porzingis' iPod before he actually came to America. Like, what was he listening to, you know, in 2010, 2011, when he's getting, you know, when he's hooping or, you know, just getting ready for anything, you know, he has a date coming over or, you know, he's driving in his car. I wonder what type of music did he find on Worldstar was like, you know what, this is it. Was he listening to, like, Soulja Boy and didn't know that was corny as hell? Or was he listening to maybe some Rick Ross, French Montana, and really, really feeling the vibe of true Americanism? I'd really be curious to see. But we got some interesting topics lined up for you today. There's been a lot of going on in Vancouver, a lot going on in Canada in general, and then it's been the first week of King Trump's reign, and so we've seen. It's probably been the most interesting week of myself following politics. You can do that when you're fun employed and you watch CNN for 2 weeks in a row and you're just watching the Senate hearings of the Trump appointees. So I'll be giving you a little bit of my thoughts about that in the upcoming hour. And I can't wait. So we're going to go into a little bit of some music. We've got some new music from Bounge. And stay tuned.
Don't step on the crack, or you break your mama's back. Don't step on the crack. 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 Don't step on the cracks, it will set you back. Conjure up the day, hope faded to black. And you broke your neck, trying to get away. Burn holes in your souls and numbered your days. You bled for this cause. All caught in the jaws, mind tangled on claws, and now you're on top. 1, 2, 3 times I've been possessed. Open up my chest, just look at that mess. Found myself caught in a dream of nights. Realized it was real just before ending my own life. Don't step on the crack. Don't step on the crack. Don't step. Don't step on the crack. Don't step on the crack. Or you break your mama's back. So many crabs in the barrel. My own damn family crazy, like they were feral. Some act like I'm Rosemary's baby. Treat me like me a feral. Been scapegoat a long time. Some minds are so narrow. Never wanted the near, just wanted respect. When my grandma died, I was left with an empty chest.
but something's keeping me blessed. Something's keeping me blessed. Something's keeping me blessed. Something's keeping me blessed. I'm on my way to the top, baby. They say you got goals like company. If you wolf in the group, gonna pay by slip. Don't step on the crack, or you break your mom's back.
Had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of
Whistler?
Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar BC. Zipcar, wheels when you want them.
Have a sustainable idea? Want to be more involved with environmentalism on campus? Need funding to host a green event?
Then reach out to the Student Environment Center for funding, helpers, and advice on how to make your sustainable ideas a reality.
Contact us. Do it. Our Facebook page is UBC Student Environment Center. Give it a like.
Also, come check out the free store in room 2102 on the second floor of the AMS Student Nest.
Free?
Free.
Free?
Free.
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 That's right. It's a free store.
You're now back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. I'm your host, Issa Arian. You're listening to 24 Hours of Student Power Radio here at CITR. Tune in all day. We thank you. What you just heard was Bounce Payday, a new song coming off her upcoming album. Like I said, there's lots of things going on here in Vancouver, so we don't really have to start off with the most prominent, you know, what's going on south of the border. Yesterday here on the 25th was Bell Let's Talk About Mental Health Day. And while I normally like to take opportunities to criticize these large corporations about being out of touch, it was really nice to see Bell, such a large corporation, really showcase and really believe that many people, you know, support for one another and support for other people's causes. My mother was in D.C. If you don't know, I'm from Washington, D.C. area, and that was where, I guess, the apex of the women's marches, or where it started, or where, you know, it grew from. And my mom was just overwhelmed with the amount of support and solidarity and just the collective strength that you could see from all of the people, men, women, non-binary, who came out in support of each other and in support of, you know, really everything that's going on. And then they're just disapproval of the current state of politics in Washington. And while it's really easy to get caught up in the idea that it's just all positive and everyone at these marches has a really positive feeling about what's going on and everyone's really fighting for the same thing, everyone's really fighting for the same thing in the same direction and really has this really big cohesive collection feeling, I really like to follow some people on Twitter who often bring in alternative opinions about and feelings, legitimate feelings about, you know, what's going on, even in their own activist communities, and how if you're an activist, or I don't really believe in the word activist because I think that there's just some things that are right and some things that are wrong. And so, like, if you so in other communities and how they felt at the Women's March. And I think that there's one specific, there's not one specific, but one of the women that I saw, if you want to read her Twitter at, it's Sydnerain, that's Sydnerain. She really shared her story, and you might want to check it out. Particularly, she has a thread where she talks about her feelings as an indigenous woman at the march with her tribe and some of the people in her community, how some people were just very disrespectful to her and her tribe, how they did a prayer circle in front of the American Indian Museum at the Smithsonian down on the mall, and people were walking through their prayer circle and taking pictures and really saying some ignorant things to them while still trying to maintain this fight for solidarity for all women. And so I think that it's really important to notice that, like, if you want to be an activist and you're for women, but yet you're not for all women and you're not for respecting the rights of indigenous women or taking their flyers about the pipelines and about the missing women in that happen to be in indigenous communities and you know, the police brutality that they face, and you know, we just saw recently with the pipeline in North Dakota, you know, there's real people fighting for their real line, fighting for their real lives, fighting for what they believe in, not only what they believe, but for their lives and for their health when it comes to their lands and their water. And so if you are a self-proclaimed progressive or leftist or liberal or Democrat or whatever you'd like to call yourself, you know, and you go out into the women's march and you are not taking the idea of, or not taking the idea, or you're not listening to what indigenous women have to speak about and some of their experiences, or even willing to listen to their experiences post-march and listen to how maybe you can help protect them at some of these functions, then you really need to look inside of yourself and really feel that if you're doing everything that you can be doing for activism, because it's not right to you and it's not right to anybody for you to really believe that you're doing everything that you can or everything that you should be doing, and while ignoring some legitimate grievances from these women's groups. But overall, like I said, my mom, she really enjoyed it, and that's really what I care about, is my mom. She's probably one of the 4 or 5 people listening to me right now, so it's always nice to give her a shout out. Some other really interesting things coming out of Vancouver and Canada is, you know, we're going to go to break first because we're going to come up and talk a little bit about dinosaurs. So stay tuned. Sorry. Having a little bit of technical difficulties with the music.
I'm going to this final, it's still, it's imagine, sure. shorty, yeah, she hit me up. I said, what you want, yeah? She said, smoking blunts, yeah. Shorty ain't no hoe, yeah. I'ma show her love, yeah. She said, all these niggas watching, I don't give a fuck, yeah. She don't give a fuck, yeah. She just tryna boss, yeah. Copenhagen bitch, yeah. Bad, yeah. And she 21.
Like Tupac, middle finger, the last words that you hear. Gave her the deed like I'm putting my car in the gear. Ride along in the feds, we stick together. Thinking White House and museums, slim whatever. Cross that bridge from out of town, might be suicide. South side, simple city to the other side. South view, so that picture you can see clear. Keep your hand on your tool if you thinking coming here. I'm from the district of Columbia, come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the district of Columbia, come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the district of Columbia, come here on your tough man, we'll humble.
humble ya. I'm from the district of Columbia. Come here on your tough man. We'll humble ya. We run this country. I'm keeping it real, so no debate. The DC boys are rolling up on you like crystal skates. Back in the day when out of town was trying to make their way. Bringing yay, but getting beat like Dr. Dre. Or a drum, DC stands for don't come. Just a little warning in case you wanna act dumb. Yeah, the Capitol, I'm flipping like a gymnast. We not equal, so I can never be a feminist. I see murder behind my bars, no limit with this. I know y'all feeling me like the law, stop and frisk. Better slide in and out, homie, like a diss. Get caught in the wrong hood like a case dismissed. No judge, no trial, let's handle this. Man to man, hand to hand. White or tan, I'm from the district of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the district of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the district of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the district of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. From backyard to junkyard to the prison yard. Rapid D.C. every time you see me on the avenue, posted like a stop sign. Got it all safety if I'm threatened, I'm busting mine. Quick to draw like an artist, even the hardest is the target in my city. The departed got caught at all, like an injury. Get jammed, don't mention me. Brother did a century, hope out the first of Kennedy. Come in sight, see, I'll show you the real DC. The part not on TV, blood drawn like IVs. I'm from the district of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the district of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the district of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the district of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya.
Kelly love on wall, HR, keep it straight. Southeast from the gutter, do it for my brother and mother out the gate. Rep the city, all man and city pretty. Southeast is the best, we don't have no contest. Ride or die for my side, we ain't never tell a lie. DC ain't like no other.
I'm from the district of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the district of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the district of Columbia. Come here on your tough man, we'll humble ya. I'm from the district of Columbia. Come here on your tough man,
Africa and African-related issues in UBC academia and social life. Some of our major events include Dioko, UBC's largest African dance party, Culture Night, a celebration of African culture and diversity, and Conference Week, where our goal is to foster more intelligent and intellectual dialogue about Africa on the UBC campus. With this in mind, we hope to contribute towards creating global citizens with a more informed perspective of the continent.
Do you like laughing, hilarity, radical thought-provoking creativity, and laughing? UBC Improv is UBC's home for improvisational comedy, theater made up on the spot. Like us on Facebook to learn when our next shows are. Search for us on YouTube for our film sketches. And follow us on Twitter because we want the followers. UBC Improv. Insert cheesy slogan here.
Let's get it on. Sugar, let's get it on.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Yeah, yeah, please voice
That's
this one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f*** dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need...
What does it actually mean to punch a neo-Nazi in the face? Now, most people like Moan and actually going out. I forgot this is the so it's so interesting listening to for me to listen to myself. One, because I'd been doing a show for about 6 months at that time, and you could just tell the level of comfortability that I had was just so much less. Like, I would wake up in the morning and be so nervous to talk on the radio, and now I'm not so nervous, not so much as nervous as I want to make sure that I say things that are meaningful. But this segment, I think, was Richard Spencer had just got punched, and it was a big deal. And I think that that's interesting just because what we saw yesterday was people make excuses for Elon Musk doing a Nazi salute. And I don't even think you have to have any qualifications for when you talk about South African people. Like, I feel like South African people should have to show you that they're not racist before you give the benefit of the doubt. Maybe. That's wrong, but that's also how I feel about a lot of people. It's not just to one particular nationality. It's just like the conditions that we are living in. Substantiated. Anyways, Richard Spencer was punched. And I'm curious, you know, what were we talking about then?
You're back here with Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Issa Arian. You're on 101.9 CITR. The number to call in is 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822. That's 604-822-2487. In case you missed it. So in the first half hour, we talked a little bit about Bell, Let's Talk About Mental Health. We talked a little bit about the women's marches across really all seven continents. We talked a little bit about listening to some prevailing thoughts that might not be your own and actually going out and finding these dissenting ideas about some of the things that you care strongly about, because you really only develop a really good understanding about you, yourself, and the things that you're interested in, things that you're passionate about, if you are willing to listen to not only people who agree with you wholeheartedly, but some people who agree with you partially, and some people who disagree with you. Now, that there's some things that people disagree with that are a no-go. Under no circumstances should you believe them. So before we actually start to get into Donald, we're actually going to talk a little bit about what does it actually mean to punch a neo-Nazi in the face? Now, most people, like me, I would hope most of you listening to me and my show have this pretty good understanding that when you see a neo-Nazi, you either open hand slap him, you punch him or her. I don't promote violence against women. But when someone says something like, instead of looking for reparations for slavery, colonialism, and the apartheid, or how we can equalize academic scores and incomes, we should instead be asking questions like, does the human civilization actually need the black race? Is black genocide right? And if it is, what is the best and easiest way to dispose of them? I don't know if you guys got that. Does the human civilization actually need the black race? Is black genocide right? And if it is, what is the best and easiest way to dispose of them. Those are words of Richard Spencer, the leader of the alt-right movement or alt-Reich movement or neo-Nazi white supremacist movement known as the alt-right. It's important that we do not let these types of thoughts linger and marinate and take up space in your brain. So when I was actually doing some research and looking at some topics to talk about today, this one was one that was brought to my attention from one of my more conservative friends. They were asking, well, do you think that it's right that he got punched in the face? I'm like, hell yeah. I don't really think that there's any other option. I don't really think that there's anything else to talk about. I mean, when people see one thing I don't understand is people are really get full of themselves. I spoke about this a little bit about when Harambe was shot and people kept talking about, oh, well, if that was my child, I would have jumped into the gorilla pit myself and I would have saved it because I would sacrifice myself for a gorilla. And I'm like, lies, all lies, fam, because when it comes down to it, people like to get on their high horse about Nazis all the time. They like to talk about how, well, you know, if I would have been alive, you know, when Martin Luther King was marching, damn straight I would have been down and marching and protesting, and I would have been participating in sit-ins, and I would have did this and that, or if I would have been alive when Hitler was around, I would have killed some Nazis myself, or, you know, I would have went and willingly fought a war for them. Lies. Because when a real neo-Nazi gets punched in the face, there should not be any question about whether this is good or bad. He opens his mouth, it should be closed. You talk about because when you really ask questions like, does a human civilization actually need the black race, and is black genocide right? And if it is, and what is the best and easiest way to dispose of them? I mean, if you replace black with Jewish or Jews, then you get a actual Nazi. So when people are questioning whether we should punch people in the face like that, or, you know, maybe we shouldn't use violence, these people just have absolutely no idea what they're talking about, because the only way that the United States stopped Nazi Germany and the way Russia stopped Nazi Germany was with violence. You can't, if someone wants to eliminate you, I don't really know how else that you combat that. Not with hugs. I'm not saying go out and commit violence against people, but come on. I mean, if he gets punched in the face, I'm not mad about that at all. I'm glad. I saw some celebrities tweeting out, this isn't the way we should handle it. You know, we need to listen and, you know, be compassionate and understanding that people have different views and blah, blah, blah. On Twitter, I saw a lot of celebrities getting shut down when they started speaking this nonsense, because it doesn't make any sense. It's nonsense, nonsensical. It doesn't compute in my brain, because when you start talking about genocide of people like me and me, or just genocide of people in general, and start wondering if they're useful or not, considering asking if black people are useful in America when, I mean, we can get into not only economic.
I think that's, it's quite enough. I mean, honestly, that was more depressing than I imagined. As a cynic myself, to really hear very very clearly, in 8 years we have made very little progress. I sometimes, you know, I'll leave on a high note, but I sometimes wonder about myself whether we are truly ever making progress, even as individuals, as we move through the world, because I wonder about myself making the same mistakes and feeling like I'm on a loop. And if I'm feeling like that, and you can clearly hear in, well, my exasperated tone from the, what was that, 8 years ago, and just kind of the arguments that we were having back then, at least now people aren't making excuses for not being able to punch a Nazi. They are just making excuses for the alleged Nazis themselves. Listen, we here at CITR are not going anywhere. If you have, I think that it's more important now than ever to make sure that you are not just sharing your voice, but you are finding ways to organize. For me, that is the goal for me this year, is not just to organize my own life, but also to organize with people who like-minded have like goals, just because you can't just sit back. Clearly, they are not going to allow that. And so we do this every week, every single week, 10 to 11. Listen, we've been doing this for a long time. It's been a whole two Trump presidencies. What a world. What a world. But when we come back next week, listen, we're going to keep moving on. We're going to keep, you know, sharing new music. And, yeah, we're here. And we're going to keep going. So stay tuned.